What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? You are tuned in to the Playbook Podcast, episode 4, with your host, Kyle Stout, and other host,
Garrett Burkle.
So today is Thursday, so that means we have another week of Thursday night football, week 3 of NFL. We have 1-1 Pittsburgh going to Cleveland, taking on the 1-1 Browns. You know, the Browns just came off a really disheartening loss against the Jets. You know, they give up 14 points in a minute 30 to lose that. The Steelers came off a close loss to the Patriots, in which Mitch Trubisky just didn't look good.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of clips of him, and he's missing passes. He's not throwing the ball. He's being too conservative, and that results in sacks. You know, at the end of the first half in that Steelers-Patriots game, the Steelers executed a screen pass play really well. Mitch Trubisky decides not to throw the screen pass, and they're about the 50 at this point. Mitch Trubisky rolls out to the left, takes a sack, and the Steelers end up losing by 3. It's just a little place like that, and you can't have that happen.
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually kind of – I don't want to say I'm surprised. I do think Mitch is an all right quarterback, but I'm surprised that the Steelers didn't go with Rudolph or Kenny Pickett. I was kind of surprised when it was Mitch over both of them. Which I guess I probably shouldn't be, because Mitch is a good quarterback. But I just thought with the experience that they should have at least started Mason Rudolph. But bam, I was wrong apparently.
Yeah, I know. I can definitely feel that. But I'm not surprised they went with Trubisky. You know, he's proven in the NFL
right, exactly.
More than, you know, Mason Rudolph. They have not, you know, won that much with Mason Rudolph. And Kenny Pickett's still a rookie,
yeah.
So he has time to grow. I wouldn't be surprised if Kenny Pickett gets playing time this year, though, at some point.
I could see it for sure. We've seen some of the rookies already get playing time with Malik Willis as well. So
yeah, it just depends, you know, how Pittsburgh's season's going, if they're in contention for, you know, a wild card spot maybe. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a little bit more about the Browns. So the Browns will be getting Deshaun Watson back, I believe, week 11.
I thought you were going to say this game. I was like, what?
No, it's week 11 week against 11? The Texans. And, of course, they made it against the Texans.
Against the Texans.
At Texans, too.
So that should be a fun game.
Do you think the Browns can keep a decent enough record for when they get Deshaun back to, you know, make the playoffs, make a postseason run?
Yeah, for sure. I just, you know, from what I've saw out of them week 1 and week 2, I think they can, even though they did blow that lead against
I think that Jets are really – or that Jets loss really hurts them.
Yeah, I do, but I also think, you know, you hung in both games. You should be 2-0 right now. That's momentum anyway. It's a tough loss, especially when you break a lead like that. But anyway, I think they should be all right, and I think they'll do good things with Jacoby, I believe.
Yeah, and I think they can really bounce back tonight on Thursday Night Football. If they don't bounce back tonight, I'd feel a little bit worried about them. But I think they'll win tonight. It's at home. They're favored by 4.5 points. Game starts at 8:15 on Prime Video, so you guys can tune in there. ESPN's Power Predictor is giving the Cleveland Browns a 57.9% chance to win, giving the Steelers a 41.6% chance to win. Let's just go through a little statistics for both teams. Mitch Trubisky started off the season 42 for 71, 362 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. You know, pretty solid stats there. It's just
he's not,
I feel like he's not being aggressive enough throwing the ball.
Agree.
Then Jacoby Brissett, 40 for 61, 376 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. And honestly, that's pretty good out of
a Jacoby stat line.
And
These are two backups. Well,
yeah,
I guess
Jacoby
is technically the starter, but it's two guys who have been backups before. And historically are kind of, backup guys. So it is cool to see both of them get a shot as well.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff Jacoby Brissett does. He's not going to come out, throw 3 touchdowns. He's always he might have a pick every game, and that's okay because he's a backup quarterback.
Right,
he's solid.
Right.
I mean, he's honestly one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league. You saw in 2019 before he got injured, he thrived pretty well with the Colts.
People
I think if he didn't get injured against the Steelers, I think he might have been able to make the playoffs that year with the Colts, because they were 6-2 at the time.
Yep.
And he goes down with injury. Brian Hoyer comes into that game, and the rest is history. You know, Hoyer
threw a pick 6 from our yeah.
And then if
did Hoyer th- Jacoby
that year
came
was so
back
weird.
Right? Jacoby came back in the game. Is that correct?
No, he didn't, because he was out the next week too against the Dolphins, and that was when the Dolphins were really bad.
That's
and
right.
Brian Hoyer lost to the Dolphins. That was when kind of like, you know, yeah, the Colts aren't going to do
anything.
Because at that
now.
Point, you know, you're 6-4 just coming off a loss to the Dolphins.
Right, right.
So
I do remember
that year was weird. That could have gone
weird.
So many different ways. But and that's really what, I mean, if Luck doesn't retire, they maybe have a chance to win the Super Bowl that year.
See, I knew you said the other day that we should have blown it up after that season. But what I see out of that is Jacoby Brissett took them in, what were they, 7-9?
It was 7-9, but at one point they were 6-2, leading the division. Exactly. If he doesn't get hurt, there's a chance that team wins the division. And, yeah, they did have a lot of talent, so it's tough to make that decision, you know, to blow it up at that point. But if you have Andrew Luck that year, you might win the Super Bowl.
I agree, in all honesty.
I mean, I tend to agree. That's one of the biggest what-ifs in Colts history.
Maybe not the Super Bowl so far, because the Chiefs won that year, correct? I believe the Kansas City Chiefs won.
Yeah, which, 2019, they beat the Chiefs Niners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a season that, obviously for Colts fans, is a tough one to deal with, just because, you know, you had your franchise quarterback there. You know, you had the weapons around him. I mean, we had some good receivers. You know, we signed Devin Funches, who looked to be a good pickup at the time.
He was always hurt. Exactly. That was a problem there.
So, like, we had a good team. It's just, you know, we didn't do anything with it, which was unfortunate for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think, that season's just a tough one just to talk about in general, just because, you know, it was legitimately a Super Bowl contending and away team with a good quarterback. Maybe not Super Bowl, but definitely AFC title team.
Yeah, that would have been interesting to see if you have a healthy Andrew Luck there. And it just felt like he left at the wrong time. I mean, I don't blame him whatsoever for losing, because you got to put your health before football. You got to put your mental health especially there.
The way he did it, just to me at least, just makes him seem like he's a quitter in a way.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, I can see both sides. I still respect Andrew Luck. I still always love him. I mean, he's my quarterback that I watched growing up, but he just left at the wrong time. I feel like he finally got an O-line and he left. But
for sure,
if you had to give a score for tonight's Thursday night football game, what would it be?
24-17 Cleveland.
I'm going to have to go something similar there. I think it'll be a close matchup. Both teams are kind of mid.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Steelers are kind of, you know, mid-tier, because they have a great roster, just not really great quarterback play.
Correct.
Same thing with the Browns right now. Even when Deshaun gets back, I still don't see the Browns as contenders at all. So, like, I feel like, you know, the Browns don't have an amazing defense, I feel like. You know, they give up points. You know, you see them last week, they gave up 31 points to the Jets. But that's your Thursday night football preview there. We're going to transition a little bit into college football. So, some of the notable games. There's some games tonight, actually. There's West Virginia going on the road, taking on Virginia Tech. That could be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, that should be a pretty good game, actually.
West Virginia's favored by a couple points. Neither of those teams have started off the season well.
What's their record, both of
Virginia
teams?
Tech's 2-1, but they have a loss to I need to look up what exact team. I can't even tell you what team it is. That's how embarrassing of a loss was. Old Dominion.
Dude, and then they beat Boston College a couple years ago when they were ranked as well. Old Dominion.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, you can't lose those games. West Virginia. I'm picking West Virginia to bounce back. You know, get back to 500 on the season.
I'll take. Is it at Virginia Tech?
It's at Virginia Tech.
I'll take Virginia
West Virginia
Tech. I'll take the Hokies
by a couple. Then Friday we have what could be an interesting game. We have Virginia going on the road taking on Syracuse. Syracuse has a chance to start off 4-0. Syracuse is a pretty quality team this year. I'm going to take Syracuse in that game. They're favored by 9 points. It's on ESPN at 7 o'clock.
And, yeah, Syracuse broke my heart last week, so hopefully they win tonight and keep Purdue's college football playoffs. No chances of life. I'm just kidding, but, yeah.
And that would be wild, you know, make it 10-2, but nah.
You know, I legitimately think that they can still go 8-4 on the season.
They probably will. They have a good roster. They should be 3-0, like we've said in past weeks, but
whatever.
It is what it is. And then we have on Saturday, Maryland going on the road taking on Michigan. Both teams 3-0. Michigan is favored by 17. You know, I'm taking Michigan that game. That could be an interesting upset, though. Maryland isn't horrible.
It's at the Big House, though.
Yeah, it's the Michigan.
I'll take Michigan plus the point. So I'll pick them outright by 3 scores. So I'll pick them by 21.
And then the most interesting game in the early slate of games, we have No. 5 Clemson going on the road taking on 21 Wake Forest. Clemson's favored by 7 on this game. And I'm going to take Wake Forest and the upset here at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I'm not too high on Clemson right now.
I'm gonna stick with Clemson, but I do believe that that game will be very tight. I see, you know, I see like a hard grind game back and forth. I see Clemson pulling out by like 3 points or something like that.
Yeah, I could see that. Obviously, Kentucky fan, I hope Clemson loses just so we can move up in the AP poll. But I'm going to take Wake Forest there.
Well, if Wake Forest beats them, Wake Forest will probably be top 10.
Probably be somewhere top 10.
It's silly
how
the AP poll works. But yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Then another really interesting game, number 17, Baylor going on the road, taking on undefeated Iowa State. Iowa State in this game is actually favored by 2.5 points. That'll be a close game there. Baylor needs this win. They cannot go drop to 500 if they want any chance of winning the Big 12, Pac 12. What is it, Big 12?
Yeah, I'll take Baylor as well. You know, Iowa State's coach, Matt Campbell, I was looking to hit him last night because Nebraska has been in talks with him. And I just look at him and I see a guy that's, you know, I just was wondering how many jobs he'd turn down to stay at Iowa State.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
Something interesting there.
Yeah, Iowa State's a pretty good team this year. They have a chance to, you know, if they win this week, they're definitely going to be ranked being 4-0. But I'm going to take Baylor as well. I think Baylor will bounce back from their loss in week 2, I believe it was, to BYU. And then we have Duke, who's 3-0, taking on Kansas, who's 3-0. Two basketball schools dueling off in a football game. And they're both undefeated for the first time in a long time.
Where is it at?
At Kansas. Kansas is favored by 7.5. Kansas not that bad this
year.
Kansas
is not.
If they win this game, they're 4-0. I mean, they're not going to be ranked, but they're still 4-0. They definitely have a chance to make a bowl game for the first time forever. And some other notable games. You have number 20, Florida, going on the road, taking on number 11, Tennessee. Tennessee's ranked by Tennessee is favored by 10.5 points this game. Which Tennessee just really impresses me. Their offense is just off the charts. Their defense, I don't really know too much about their defense, but they put up points. That's all I know. We'll see how they fare off against a ranked Florida team. I'm not too high on Florida right now, coming off a really close win against South Florida, but we'll see how that game goes. I'm going to take Tennessee in that game by a couple scores.
Yep, I agree.
Then we have Landon Nelson is on the playbook show on the radio show. His Notre Dame Fighting Irish going on the road, taking on 3-0 North Carolina. North Carolina has three pretty close wins against, you know, not amazing teams. North Carolina is favored by 1.5 points this game.
And it's at North Carolina?
It's at North Carolina. I'm going to take Notre Dame, though.
I'll take Notre Dame as well.
And Atlanta has something that he'd like to say.
Go Irish!
All right. You heard the man go Irish. I think that Notre Dame's going to bounce back. I think, you know, close win against Cal last week. It's not a great win, but I still expect Notre Dame to win 8 or 9 games this season, even in an off year. So this might be a bad prediction. Maybe Notre Dame's just bad this year, but I'm going to take Notre Dame in that game. Then we have one of the more interesting unranked games of the week. Undefeated Minnesota going on the road to take on 2-1 Michigan State. Michigan State just coming off a pretty embarrassing loss at Washington. Washington's not terrible. They're ranked now, but Michigan State dropped from number 11 to unranked. I could see Michigan State bouncing back in this game, but like I said at the start of the season, I'm really high on Minnesota. I'm going to take them to go on the road and make it 4-0, make the record 4-0.
I'll take Michigan State. Just because of the fact that I want. So you have Wisconsin at Ohio State, which I'm going to take Wisconsin. I'm going to take Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah.
And then I'm going to take Michigan. I'm going to take Michigan State. So all the teams in the Big Ten West start off 0-1.
Really?
Yeah, or something. Or the two like quote unquote contenders.
I know what you're saying, but I'm going to take Minnesota in this game. So. Then we have undefeated Indiana going on the road to Cincinnati, who's 2-1. I'm going to take Cincinnati by 3 scores in this game. IU doesn't impress me whatsoever.
I hope Cincinnati wins by like 45 points or something like that.
IU has three close wins. They're 3-0, yeah, but they're three close wins. So
I could see Indiana hanging in there for a half or so, and then from there, I think Cincinnati just out-talents them, but we've seen crazier in the past, so I don't know.
Cincinnati is favored in this game by 16.5 points, so, you know, that's something to look out for. Then we have another interesting game here. Number 15, Oregon going on the road, taking on undefeated Washington State. Washington State's quarterback, Cam Ward.
Cam Ward.
Future Kentucky quarterback next year.
That's
I'm
right.
hoping. I'm hoping there that he transfers to Kentucky after Levis leaves. But I'm going to take Washington State in this game. You know, Oregon impressed me last week, what they did, but against BYU.
Where's the game at?
It's at Washington State. And Washington State already went on the road beating Wisconsin. So, Washington State wins this game. They'll be ranked pretty high. Oregon's favored by 6.5 points in this one, though. Some other notable games we have here. We have a local team, Ball State, going on against Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern, it's at Georgia Southern. I have no idea about either of these teams. I know Georgia Southern beating Nebraska.
That's Nebraska, yeah.
So, I'm going to take Georgia Southern just for that fact.
I'll take the Cardinals because they're an Indiana school.
Yeah. Just mentioning it because it's my team, Kentucky, going off against Northern Illinois. We better win this game. Next week, go on the road. More looking forward to next week going at Ole Miss. But Northern Illinois.
Can't look ahead, though.
Yeah, you can't look ahead. Northern Illinois is 1-2. Last year, I want to say they won their conference, though.
Northern Illinois, kind of a disappointing
loss for them.
Are they like the Wolves or? Is that right? Northern Illinois?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I believe they did win there.
In another game, we have one of the better SEC games of the week. Number 10, Arkansas, going on the road, taking on number 23, Texas A&M. And I'm going to take Texas A&M in a little bit of an upset here. You know, they're 13 ranks lower than them. You know, they have that loss at home to Appalachian State. But Texas A&M's favored by 1.5 in this game. I'm going to take Texas A&M to cover the spread there. I'm going to say win by a touchdown or, like, win by 10. And I haven't seen much of Arkansas this season, but I just think College Station is such a hard place to play in. Texas A&M impressed me last week with their defense. If their offense plays whatsoever, if they play good at all, Texas A&M can beat about anybody because of how much talent's on their defense. But then we have Iowa going on the road to take on undefeated Rutgers. Iowa better win this game or I don't know. Iowa's quarterback, Spencer Petras, he's just not playing good whatsoever at the start of the season. Rutgers is 3-0, though, so they could get a huge win there.
I have to take Iowa. And, again, I'm a closet Iowa fan. I think I've said it on here before. If I was not cheering for Purdue, I'd be cheering for Iowa. I love Coach Ferentz and what he's done there. I really like their basketball program as well. But the offense at Iowa, there was a stat the other day. Let me pull it up. It was for Charlie Jones, who is now at Purdue. He came to Purdue, and he's balling out at Purdue. So let me try to find the stat real quick. All right, here's the stat I found. It's on 24/7. It's about Charlie Jones. Now, Charlie Jones is a transfer who came from Iowa to Purdue. He had... At Iowa in 2021, he had 21 receptions for 323 yards and 3 touchdowns. His first 3 games at Purdue in the 2022 season, he has 32 receptions, 474 yards, 5 touchdowns, which is second in the country.
Is he wide receiver one?
He is wide receiver one. I mean, that just makes
a difference, wide receiver one on a team.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But the thing about if he was at Iowa right now, it'd probably be kind of the same story because, I mean, they really don't have a quarterback to throw the ball to anyone.
Quarterback plays so much better at Purdue. Quarterback play Iowa's not very good.
You're exactly right.
Then, you know, we have I'm going to say right now, game of the week, not really, but it's Vanderbilt going on the road to Alabama. Alabama's favored by 40.5 points. I'm going to take Alabama to cover in this one.
Alabama plays who again?
Vanderbilt's 3-1 right now.
Vanderbilt? They don't cover. Bama does not cover.
They definitely will cover.
Bama does not cover. Vanderbilt keeps it close for a half and wins by like.
Y'all gotta be so freaking loud, bro.
All right, so I disagree. I think Vanderbilt will cover the spread. I disagree with your. I don't think Alabama will cover. I think Vanderbilt keeps it close for about a half, and then they end up losing by like I don't know. 30, 20, 28, 30, something like that.
Yeah, we'll see. Obviously, Alabama's winning that. And then you already went over that Wisconsin-Ohio State game. I'm going to take Ohio State.
I'll take Ohio State. They're 18.5-point favorites at home, which I do not. I don't like them to cover the spread.
You don't?
Do not.
I think Ohio
State
I'm not too high on them right now.
Yeah, they've not been too impressive to me. So I think this week is a big matchup to see. This is a big week to see what Ohio State is made of.
Yeah, and then another big game. This will be a kind of a little bit of a test for USC. They're going on the road against undefeated Oregon State. They're only favored by 6.5 in this game.
Oregon
That'll
State's
a tough game.
A very tough place to play. I'll take USC still though.
Yeah, I'll take USC, but that's a tough. That'll be a test there. You know, could prove some people wrong who are doubting USC. And that really wraps it up for the big games of the week. So it's a little bit of a shorter podcast, but hope you guys enjoyed watching our podcast. You know, we had a little drop in from Landon to say go Irish. So yeah, go Irish. We'll see if they win. But anyways, you can find all of our clips if you can't listen to the podcast on our TikTok, the Playbook Pod. You can find us on Spotify, Indy's Giant 90.9. Hope everyone has an amazing day. Me and Garrett are signing off from Ben Davis Studio.
See ya.